Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Hey, I want to welcome you out today, and I'm so excited. Had a wonderful last couple weeks, busy couple weeks, that's for sure. We had two great events. We had Monetize Your Divine Genius that I did with Adise Boucher and Annette Mies. Fantastic event. So good, in fact, that we're doing an encore later this month. And then last weekend, I did my Wealth Empowerment Intensive, my first of three that I'm doing this year, and had just absolute great people, the perfect people that were there, welcoming those people now on board as clients, and just absolutely excited and thrilled about the great progress and great things that I'm seeing right now happening, not just in my life, but in the lives of those that I've been able to experience lately. It's been fun watching people grow, be able to shift, and be able to really achieve more being the best of who they are. So today I want to talk about a particular concept that I see a lot of people, especially entrepreneurs, struggle with. And I'll give you an example. This is last November. I heard several people all saying the same thing. They would say, oh boy, my email list is getting way too big. I need to get through this and start reading my emails. And two people in particular, I saw their email list over 2,000 unread emails. I mean, just insane. I mean, I think it's a crazy when mine gets over 100, right? Theirs got over 2,000. I think in one case, even over 3,000. And so one of them actually said, okay, I need to get through these emails because it's driving me nuts. And this is one thing I saw as a common thread is that they felt like they were full. They felt like they couldn't take anything else on. And so things weren't going, and that guilt would add to their, and then they would have other things on the list they weren't finishing. They were missing opportunities. People would be asked to work with them as clients or customers. People were hoping to have them speak or do things, and you would see them miss opportunities because their inbox was too full. There was too many unread ones, and the more they saw more unread ones come in, the more they didn't open their emails, the more they didn't look at them. And so the number would just keep growing. And I refer to this dilemma or this condition as the inbox implosion. The inbox implosion is basically very much like this, is where you have all these emails, you start to get busy in your mind, you start to worry and stress. And when you worry and stress, you're not actually doing anything in reality. You're not actually taking action. You're just worrying and stressing and thinking about the things that you need to be doing, but you're not actually doing them. It's like walking through your house and you see a room that needs to be cleaned, or maybe a light bulb needs to be changed, or something needs to be done in your yard, but you just keep looking at day after day, week after week, and you just think, oh, I should do it. And your mind, even subconsciously, is saying, this needs to be done today. And you don't do it. And it'll say it again every time you go by. It needs to be done today. And sometimes you think, maybe I should just ignore it. Maybe I should avoid it. But still, it's there. And then pretty soon, other things start stacking on because you already feel like you're out of integrity not doing that one thing, that other things start to stack up that you're not doing. And what happens is that your integrity declines. Not integrity as in honesty, but integrity that you're not aligned doing the things that you know you need to be doing. You don't feel like you're aligned. You don't feel like you're doing what you said you set out to do. And so that increases your frustration and your stress levels. And you take less action because your mind is constantly worrying and stressing. And next thing you know, you don't have any results and it creates more stress. And a lot of times it costs you a lot of money and everything else. And I've seen this happen with clients. I've seen this happen with friends. I've seen this happen with colleagues. You name it. I mean, I see it happen with everybody. I've seen this happen in my own life. In fact, I will tell you that even last fall for me, I was falling behind a little bit on the emails. I was slow to respond on some projects, and I had to start really shaping up towards the end of the year. And what's interesting is I did, there's some pretty cool results that followed. And so I want to talk a little bit more about this inbox implosion and what it's really doing, because what happens in our minds is that we get full. If you ever feel like you're too full, if you ever feel like there's too much to do, you ever feel like you're falling behind, that you're not doing what you said you were going to do, and you feel like you're out of integrity, this is going to cost you a lot of money. This is going to cost you a lot in relationships that you have, because pretty soon you're too full for relationships to have more in your life. You'll reject love. You'll reject health because you'll be so full that a lot of times you'll end up not doing anything. You'll be more sedentary and more stressful, and you'll start to bring on more weight. So not only are your email unread emails growing, but your weight starts growing. You start falling behind in all kinds of areas. You start checking out a little bit more with your family. You get more frustrated. You start having a shorter fuse, and all these things start happening, all because you didn't check your email, even if it's metaphorically speaking. This is the frustration we got to avoid. This is what we got to do. And so here's the solution to get out of this, because I don't want to see you anymore in this place, because it does cost you your business. It costs you money. It costs you friendships. It costs you relationships that are close to you, your health. It costs you everything when you let this list grow on you. When it's growing and growing, but you're never doing and doing. And sometimes you feel like you're busy. You feel like you're actually doing things, but you can't figure out why your list is growing. But it's because you're not actually doing anything. A lot of times you seek to escape. You might try to escape into social media or TV or the news or whatever it might be, into your family sometimes. You might try to escape into doing housework or whatever it might be, trying to run away from doing the things you know need to be done. But guess what? The frustration only increases. You don't feel any better. You don't end up getting any more results. And a lot of times what ends up happening is you end up becoming mentally broke, physically broke, and financially broke. And this needs to stop. So I'll go back to my friends, you know, what they did. You know, one of my friends, she finally just said enough's enough over the Thanksgiving holiday. She just set aside a few hours and just started going through emails, reading them, deleting them, whatever it took. And I even had her say, hey, once you start deleting from the from item, you know, from the from people, you know, if there's certain emails, you know, you're not going to read anyways, go there. And there's a lot of like little reports and things like that from some of the online tools that she has. She really doesn't read anyways. So I'm like, okay, great. Delete all those en masse. There's 40 emails gone in one shot. Okay, next. And, you know, I just started going through that way, then started going chronologically and started to catch up. And she did start to find people that were reaching out that wanted to do business with her, and she was avoiding it. And that was, and I've seen that happen to me too. That's why, like I said, last fall, the same thing was happening to me as I was going through some personal challenges. I was letting that list grow. There's things, I remember there's some videos I was supposed to be shooting for an online university. And it got to the point where they were just about to threaten me, saying, hey, if this is not done soon, or if you don't respond to us, we're just going to tell you, that's it. We're contract over. And so I said, nope, I want to get this done. They gave me a deadline of December 20th. I said, I'm going to have it done by the 19th. Got it done on the 18th. And I had all those produced. What's crazy is this. I remember in my mind, I was thinking, oh, these videos, these are like little mini webinars, maybe a half hour each. Well, a half hour times 16 videos, well, that's 8 hours. That's so much time. How am I going to block out that much time? Should I do by chunks? Well, that's hard to do because then I lose the rhythm and I have to remember again. Well, gee, I haven't done an outline for this yet. I don't even know what I'm supposed to be teaching. So what was the first thing I had to do? Well, it was one, I set the deadline. Two, I said, all right, I have to set a deadline, a smaller deadline on when I'm going to do this outline. I had to find out what I needed to do. So I asked a few questions. I realized that the outline, I saw a model of some of the other people that had outlines. I just, you know, did similar things to theirs, mapped that out. It took me a good, I'd probably say a good 45 minutes to an hour to really map it out and decide what I want to do, what was going to be in that content wise and everything else. But I had that and I got it done. And then I didn't do any filming. I just stopped there. I said, cool, I got the outline. Took about, you know, wait till the next week. The next week I said, all right, I'm going to set aside this Thursday and Friday. We're just going to shoot these videos, get them done. So I did. I did them, shot them all. And actually really the total video time was only about 2 hours or so. After, you know, producing them and everything else, about 4 hours later, I was done. And it was actually pretty easy. It just took up an afternoon. That was it. In my mind, it seemed like the biggest task ever. It was going to take days or weeks. In reality, it took hours. That was it. But I blew it up so much bigger in my mind that I started to freak out. I started to stress out and do nothing. So I thought I'd find something else to do. And I can guarantee you, I wasted way more time on social media. I could have easily had those things done with probably the amount of time I might have wasted on social media in a matter of a week or two. And so it's funny how in our minds we make things more complex than they really are. And that's my whole point here, is that if you find yourself saying yes to everything, saying no to the right things, this is going to cost you a lot of money. It's going to cost you time and freedom. It's going to cost you the very things you probably do desire in your life the most. And so whatever that list is, if it's emails, start with those emails. Take initiative. Open an email. Open an unread email and then respond to it if you need to. Delete it, whatever it might be, whatever it is that you need to do, do it. Sometimes I'll tell you one way I got through my own emails when I started to fall behind is I would look at the emails. Sometimes I think, oh, there's a big response. Sometimes it was just, yes, that's correct. What about blank, blank, blank? You know, it was just a simple statement and reply with a question, and I had to wait for them anyways. So why not just do that in the first place? I would have time to wait. I didn't have to like respond immediately. It wasn't like they were going to respond real time and set up everything then. Sometimes I just had to say, okay, great. What's the next step? Or what do I need to do? Send. And that's it. And then move on to the other several hundred emails you got to move on to. Sometimes we make the problems so much bigger than the solutions are. Solutions do not have to be as big as your problems. Well, that should be comforting to you. You should know that sometimes the easiest, simplest solutions will overcome what seem like in your mind the biggest problems. So my challenge to you is get yourself back in integrity. Get yourself back in alignment with doing what you know needs to be done. And watch what happens as you start to check off that list, as you start to actually take action, to actually do things and get in motion, to take initiative, to move, to get these things going and get these things moving and off your list. Watch what happen. Your stress levels will decrease. You'll be less snappy. You'll see opportunities. Because here's the thing. When you feel like you're full, you'll find out that you'll reject everything. You'll reject your own health. You'll reject relationships. You'll reject business, customers, clients, whoever. You'll never see the very opportunities right in front of your nose. And you might blame everything else in the world. You might blame other people for why you're not getting more of what you really want. But in reality, it's because you're so full that subconsciously you don't want to see anything more. You don't want to add to your list. And so even though you might want it, even if you might be desperate for money, it won't matter because you won't look at it. So you got to get these things off your list so that you can get it more manageable, to the point you say, you know what, things don't have to be perfect. I'm getting progress over perfection here. You know, just getting these things underway, getting them in motion. And you'll start to realize that when you feel like you can manage things, when you do have time, when you do have resources, and you have the capability to handle things, you'll find out that customers and clients want to come to you, that relationships will want to come to you, that your health will come back. You'll start to release weight and things like that. You'll start to see that things will work out better. You'll feel better. You'll look better. You'll feel happier, and people will be more attracted to you because of it. And as your energy increases, you'll start to see that more and more results will follow. But sometimes it just takes small little steps, small tiny steps. Yeah, I love W. Clement Stone, a quote that he says, "Little hinges swing big doors." Little hinges swing big doors. The small and simple things can bring great things to pass. Those are the things you should focus on. Focus on the small and simple things that are wearing you down, that are beating you up mentally and emotionally. Get those things off your list. Get your integrity back. Get yourself back up and running and doing things, and watch what will happen. Try me on this. This inbox implosion does not need to happen. You do not need to give in to this tedious, endless task list that you have. Just start somewhere. Just start checking those things off. And as you get in motion, you'll start to see that things will come off that list, that you'll either accomplish it or you'll help have somebody else will help you accomplish it. And next thing you know, you're feeling good. You've got time. You can manage it. You're more and more abundance is coming into your life. And then you know, you're like, man, things seem great. It's not about how busy you are. It's not about how busy your mind's running. Activity, I remember one of the mantras in the office I used to work in is that activity solves all problems. That is false. Activity does not solve all problems because it just gets you busyness. You don't want busyness. You want business if it's in your business. You want abundance to solve all problems. That's the real ASAP. Abundance solves all problems. Get yourself in a place where you can feel abundant. You can feel open and willing to receive. That is the key. That is my challenge for you this week. So go out, be that person to start taking initiative and start getting yourself in motion and take action. Everybody have a great week, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.